Most excellent Pontius, it's been a long time, but it's good to see you again. I must say, you look a little weary. I hear rumors that you're not sleeping well at night. They say that you are troubled by this Jesus. Rumors that you've seen him alive. Well, not you, but that others have seen him. Pontius. You disappoint me, Pontius. You are a man who I think better things of than to believe that a dead man has climbed out of the grave and is somehow alive. Besides, Pontius, you know, you saw to it that he was crucified. Almost 2 years ago, Pontius. 2 years is a long time. No, there's no reason to be losing sleep over him. Unless you've been listening to your wife's dreams. Oh, yes, I know. I too lost sleep at first. I mean, at first I think everyone was on edge. For a few months after he was crucified, I heard the stories too. They had seen him here and they'd seen him there. It seemed like everywhere people were seeing sightings of Jesus. But Pontius, I don't know if you realize, time has gone by and I hear little about people seeing him today. No, when you crucified him, that was it. All right, when we crucified him, yes, I remember you washed your hands of him, but it seems apparent to me, Pontius, you've never washed your conscience. But that doesn't matter. What matters is he is dead, he is done, the Galilean is finished. We can both sleep fine at night. Yes, it's true that his disciples persist in claiming that Jesus is alive. But Pontius, really, just let go of it, Pontius. It's old news. He is dead. You saw to that. But I do have to tell you this, Pontius. I am concerned about those followers of his. Yeah, they so believe that their teacher is alive, that they persist in telling everyone, and they say it with such fervor and such force. And the signs, the deceptive miracles that they do, Pontius, I have to tell you that people are continuing to believe their lies. And they're pretty impressive miracles, if I do say. For example, there was that man, Pontius. I know you never go to the temple, but you have certainly gone by the beautiful gate. And you have seen that man who used to sit at the gate. Yes, he... He was crippled. He could never walk from the time he was first born. And every day I would see him, and so would everyone who went to the temple. You've no doubt seen him there. But one day, I was in the temple, and I heard all this commotion. And as I looked up, I saw a man running and jumping and shouting, and he was making a fool of himself in the temple. Everyone couldn't help but watch and notice. I didn't know who he was at first. I never would have thought. Pontius, you know who he was? He was that man, that crippled man. No, I don't know how he did it, but all of a sudden, the man who had never walked was running and jumping and praising God. And there with him were two of Jesus' disciples, one of them, the man named Peter. And he was saying that what this man, what had happened to him was that he had been healed by the authority of Jesus. And the crowds gathered, and he spoke, and he began to preach. And you know what he said, Pontius? He said, "We were all guilty of this man's blood. That all of us had had a part, you and me and everyone, in crucifying him. But that he had been raised from the dead, and it was by his power that this crippled man was healed." The people were amazed. And that was all I could take. When they were saying that we were all guilty and ultimately laying blame on you and me, I couldn't take it anymore, Pontius. I got the guards together and we arrested those two men, Peter and John, and we had them taken to jail. The next day, I had some of the leaders of the Sanhedrin, our Jewish council, and we met. We were to get to the bottom of this. Pontius, I was sure that these men standing before the leaders of the Sanhedrin would cave in. I thought if we had a trial of them, they would recant immediately. I had seen them when their teacher was arrested. They were nothing. I just knew they would not stand up to us. But I could hardly believe it. The boldness of these men, they said to our face what they'd said to the people in the temple. They said, "This Jesus, whom we crucified, God had raised from the dead. And that now salvation and repentance for sins could be proclaimed in his name." I didn't know what to do. I wanted to do something drastic, but Pontius, we had brought the man in. He was there as a witness, and he was healed. So I decided, being a man of restraint, being a reasonable man, I decided, we'll take this easy this time. I decided that we would just let them off with a warning. And so I had Peter and John stand before me, and I told them, "So do you remember what happened to your teacher? Do you remember how he stood up and how he had things to say about the Jewish leaders?" I told them, if they remembered what happened to him, something similar just might happen to them as well if they weren't careful. And we let them go. Oh, Pontius, I don't know why. Do you think that they rewarded us for our resistance, for our patience? Do you think that our warnings encouraged them to silence? Hardly. Now, the next day, they were there in the temple again, and they were in meeting in Solomon's colonnade, and they were once again proclaiming that this Jesus was alive from the dead. And they were saying that we had crucified him, but that the God of Israel had raised him from the dead. And Pontius, it wasn't just Peter and John. It was all 11 of that man's disciples. They were all teaching and they were all saying the same thing. And they were doing marvelous, deceptive miracles. I don't know how. But people were coming not just from Jerusalem. They were coming from all the surrounding villages and town. Pontius, it was a nightmare. I mean, you try to stomp out one and another pops up. And it seems like everything we did, we couldn't stop them. And so I immediately called upon the guards to arrest all 11, all 12 of those disciples and to bring them to jail. And I decided this time I wasn't going to mess around. I know what it is to be a strong force, and I decided that I had made an unfortunate error in being lenient the first time. So this time, I didn't call just the leaders of the Sanhedrin. I called all 23 members of the Sanhedrin. I called them all together, and I said, look, this thing is getting out of hand. We must do something about it. And so we sent for the 12 in jail. Now, Pontius, you're not going to believe this. When we sent to jail, the guards came back and they said, they're gone. They're gone. That's what they said. 12 men in jail, and they were gone, and no one had seen them. No one knew they were even missing until they went to their cell, and they were not there. I don't know. You're Roman jails. I don't know why you can't do a better job, but they were gone. You know something even more unbelievable? When we found them, we didn't find them fleeing from Jerusalem down the roads to get away. We found them standing in the temple again proclaiming their blasphemies. No, I can't explain it. Pontius, I see in your eyes that you're thinking there might be something to this. Pontius, put it out of your mind, Pontius. No, I cannot explain it. I cannot tell you how it happened. I cannot tell you how those men healed that man who had never walked before. I cannot tell you where they got the boldness to stand in front of us and to proclaim that Yeshua, Jesus, was our Messiah and how we had crucified him. I do not know. And no, Pontius, I cannot tell you how they walked out of that jail, 12 of them, without anyone seeing them. I cannot tell you how they did any of their miracles or how they were so powerful. Matter, Pontius, because this thing I know, dead men do not rise. It didn't matter about the rest. Everything was built upon that. And Pontius, who would be gullible enough to believe that? Well, we persuaded them to come with us from the temple. And I had them stand, all 12 of them, before the 23 members of the Sanhedrin. And I thought, perhaps this time, with all of us standing there in our robes, they would be intimidated. But again, I miscalculated. They stood up to us. Pontius, they stood up to us and they said that we had crucified him, that we were guilty of this man's blood, but that God had raised him from the dead. Pontius, it was as if we were on trial. I don't know if you know how that feels. I suppose maybe you do, after all. But as they stood there in their defiance, I was furious with them. How dare these men stand up and say such blasphemies in our presence? How dare they accuse us of such things? Pontius, I wanted to kill. I wanted to exterminate them. That's what you do to vermin. You exterminate them. They were just like their teacher. I remember he used to stand in the temple and he would undermine our authority. And he would say that our laws were not sufficient to get people to God. And he would call us things like whitewashed tombs. Oh, He had no respect for us. And I could see they were truly his disciples. And I thought, just like him, they too must be exterminated. I wanted them dead, I tell you. I wanted them gone, just like their leader. Why? Why am I telling you this? Well, Pontius, I'm telling you this because cooler heads prevailed. It was Gamaliel. I don't know if you know him. We call him Israel's teacher. He's always cool and always calm. And he stood up. He could see that I was agitated. He could see that we were all agitated. And he said, "Men of Israel, may I speak?" And we acknowledged him. And he asked that the 12 disciples be dismissed from the room while we talked. And so he said, "We need to take a reasoned approach to this whole thing." He said, "Do you remember, for example, Theudas? Yes, he was that man who led a rebel group some years ago. There were about 400 people who followed him. It seemed that he really was something. He thought he was something." But Gamaliel said, "Do you remember what happened? He was killed. And a short time later, his followers were all disbanded. Everything he stood for came to nothing." And he said, "And do you remember as well Judas? You know, Judas who lived, when I was a little boy, I remember hearing stories about him. And he too was a rebel leader. He too had a following. He too stood up against authorities, and he too was stomped and crushed and killed." And Gamaliel said, "There have been others. But rebels come and rebels go, and their causes ultimately get forgotten with time." And he said to us this. He said, "My advice in the present situation is that we just leave things alone." He said, if this thing is of human origin, it'll all blow over. Jesus has been eliminated, and soon his followers will grow tired and disband. He said, anyway, if this thing should happen to be from God, there'd be no way we could stop it anyway. We would just be fighting against God. And so, with Gamaliel's calming influence, we decided that we would let them go. But I had learned my lesson the first time, and I decided that I wanted to make a lasting impression, if you know what I mean. And so we lashed them, flogged them 39 times, and sent them away. What's that? What if Jesus really was the Messiah? What if he really did rise from the dead and his disciples have the blessing of God? Pontius! Pontius, how can you say such a thing? Have you not listened to a word that I've been saying? Pontius, don't you understand? 2 years ago, he stood before me and he stood before you. And we decided that he was a blasphemer and a threat to Rome. And we had him executed. You and I, Pontius, we nailed him to that cross. He is dead. And he is gone. No, I believe that if you just show some patience, Pontius, just allow this to blow over. In a short time, This Jesus will be as well remembered as Theudas. Just a name in the history books. Now, Pontius, my advice to you is get a little sleep. After all, we crucified him. There's no more to worry about. It's all over. Besides, just to make sure, I have brought in a man who really knows what he's doing when it comes to dealing with these matters. He'll be coming shortly. He's a Pharisee. You know the Pharisees, they were such meticulous people. And this man, he's not only meticulous, he's passionate. Pontius, I think he will do all that we need to intimidate, to threaten, to arrest, to stomp them out. Yes, Pontius, get your rest. You really need it. It'll all blow over soon. My man, Saul of Tarsus, will make sure of that.